All right, folks, we're back. City Area Radio, hour two. You know, there's so much going on. There's so much weirdness that let's not think that we know it all. All right. Frank in North Carolina, who set up Alex Jones to have Dr. David Duke on, and that was a quite fascinating exchange. They haven't had Dr. Duke back on, but we got Frank from North Carolina. What's up, Frank?
Yeah, what the hell is going on? I've been trying to reach in on your telephone, and don't give me none of that fancy love. Is this what the hell? It's some censorship. Hey, what year was that anyway that David Duke, Dr. Duke, was on Alex Jones? Was that last year?
I think it was maybe towards the end of 15, maybe the beginning of 16. I think it was right in there. The Jonestown Massacre, yeah.
Yeah, I called 54 times the other day. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I just had a feeling. I said, today's the day, but it didn't work out. I was going to call in, and I had a pretext to get through the call screen and everything. I was going to challenge him. I said, hey, why don't we get Dr. Duke on and doing it, you know, get his analysis of what's going on,
yeah,
you know, with this war against the Trump administration. But I couldn't even get through. I called 54 times and I just got the busy signal. I didn't even get through the part where you get through the busy signal and then they say, okay, hold on. And then it, you know, and then you have to hear the ringing and the ringing. I couldn't even get through that. I actually got another guy, Mark in Pennsylvania. I called him immediately. I said, Alex Jones, I just turned it on. He's getting ready to open up phone lines. I said, let's both call in. Maybe one of us can get through and let's get the message out, blah, blah, blah. But neither one of us can get through. But,
hey, Frank, yeah, this is a weird kind of serendipity, but let me run this by you. And just to show that people, I'm not a Trump sycophant. I had this written down in my page's notes. That Jones has been like really fawning over Trump giving $25 billion to these historically black colleges. And I sat there and thought about it because Jones was just groveling over the fact, Donald Trump, he's trying to give $25 billion to these black colleges and Obama only gave this much. And I'm like, wait a minute. So Trump's going to give $25 billion of our tax money to these historically black universities controlled by black Marxist, Farrakhan-level, white-hating Marxists that teach communism all day long. But Alex Jones all of a sudden likes my tax money and yours, Frank, going to Trump giving away $25 billion of our tax money to teach communism to our black kids, even though that's all that they've learned in the last 100 years because the entire Democratic Party left black establishment has been Marxist through and through. And you see, I'm an equal opportunity critic, but people don't give me the chance. They automatically want to go at it. I'm like, bro, I'm in the middle of the road here, but I see signs of life and I see bad signs, and I'll call it as such. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you how objective I am, and this, you probably take a few moments to adjust to what I'm even getting ready to say here. Yeah, my knee-jerk reaction to that is, why does Alex Jones keep pushing this? And I know it sounds crazy, but I don't really listen to him that much. But every time I turn him on, he's pushing this thing of Trump pandering and trying to appease, you know, what I would consider one of his main, you know, main enemies, the black community. The indoctrinated Marxist communist. But on the other hand, and this is like a totally different thing, you know, when we talk about millions and billions of dollars, we, you know, you and I, we think, man, that's a lot of money. But in somebody in Trump's position who's trying, as we would hope to think, save the world, that's nothing. That's pennies.
Yeah, yeah. And I look at it as this, Frank. I look at it as a try to way to kind of blunt the attacks coming his way. And so but I think that's the wrong approach, but you can see how the guy would do it. Here's another one I want to run by you, Frank. Trump's taxes with Rachel Maddow, that whole thing that came up. Since when are conservative white people, why are you so worried about this guy's taxes? We all hate the IRS, don't we? It's Jewish. It was 1913, created at the same time the freaking Federal Reserve was. Well, why are all these white Republicans and people worried about Trump if he evaded some taxes? We should all give him a pat on the back, shouldn't we, Frank, if he evaded taxes from the evil Jewish IRS collection agency?
Yeah, that's a whole weird dynamic there, too, because the people that support him are going to be for that. They champion the fact that he's championing Andrew Jackson, putting a picture of him in the White House.
I mean, yeah.
There's not one other cop, there's not one other Republican president in the past 20 years or the next 100 years that would have done that. Only Donald Trump. What does that mean? I think he's different. And I don't trust him. I mean, I'm really skeptical about everything else. But did you see him with Merkel? You can't fake. You cannot fake that. That was hatred between the two of them. They are opposite ends, opposing forces.
Well, think about this,
today.
Frank, think about this. Now, whether you think Trump's a crypto Jew or not, Trump has German blood pulsing through his veins. It's in his DNA download. Now, we all talk about our DNA download, how this is spiritual and it goes down into the DNA level. But with Trump, some of the people on the pro-white side, because Trump has some Jewish connections and Ivanka's married to Kushner and the rest of it.
I've got Jewish connections too.
What I'm saying is, they automatically say there's nothing about Trump that could be redeemable, and there's nothing about him that there's any noble Germanicness that could be even possible. But when Trump gets at it with Angela Merkel, and he said Paris don't look like Paris, Germany's trash because of this woman, he's basically signaling that he doesn't like the destruction of Western Europe and going into this Kalergi model, but nobody wants to give him even a slight benefit of the doubt. And I think this is like, look, you got to be balanced about this. We've got to call Trump when he's wrong, but when he's right, say he's right. It's not a big deal.
There's no faking it. There's no faking that look that I saw on Trump's face. That is disgust. He is uncomfortable. He is in a room with somebody that he knows is his enemy. I've been in the same place. I don't have relatives that are Jewish, but I have relatives that have real close friends that we have to go over to, like, on holidays and stuff, and we have to spend time with them and all, and I hate it, but because of my position and my family and how I'm like responsible for a lot of the elderly people and stuff and moving around, I have no choice, and it will only make things worse if I say something, it'll only make it worse. And actually, my biting my lip, this is all another story. I have to talk to you sometime. The people are actually starting to turn against these Jews, and I didn't have anything to do with it. I knew if I opened my mouth and said anything, they would come to the defense of the Jews, but because I let it happen on its own, by itself, and just minimally just threw a few things out there every now and then, now it's very interesting. They're starting to become unpopular. I don't make a big deal about it, but
check this out.
Certain realities that you get into. Trump, You can't decide who your daughter's going to marry and everything. And I mean, it makes me sick and uncomfortable, and I'm very skeptical and suspicious too. But I'm telling you, man, what I saw between him and Merkel the other day, that was real, period.
Well, you know what? Look, you and I, Frank, are not his age, okay? And this is what I'm just talking to the audience about. I'm like, look, this guy's 70. He's getting towards the end of his life. He realizes that he's about to hand off this planet to another generation of people. You don't think that Donald Trump, just because his name's Donald Trump, couldn't have an epiphany? That's what gets me, is nobody's willing to let somebody of this prominence, let's just say, is he incapable of realizations? This guy's a smart guy. He went to 2 years at Fordham with the Jesuits. He went to the Wharton School of Business. The guy's not dumb. And he realizes, just like so many other people in our sector realizes, that Western Europe and now are basically our cultural and ancestral homelands are basically about to go into a dark age. And so is it impossible for a New York businessman that's been swimming in the Jewish shark tank to come to the realization, like Frank or Robert? Is it impossible or is it possible? That's all I'm saying.
And I think it's very possible. And one last thing, because I know you got to move on. I miss your calls on Stormfront.
Yeah, I'll try to get back on there sometime. It's just You know, I really get frustrated with some of the level of dialogue there, and I really like to bring it, you know, the heavy wood and some of these some
bring
of the people.
Bring it, man. Do what you got to do.
All right, I'll try to start doing it again.
Right? All right, man.
All right, brother. Everybody keep the calls pouring in, folks. 1-800-313-9443. I don't take calls that often. You guys know I got a ton of material all the time. So all you people in the chat room, grow a set, call in. 1-800-313-9443, especially if you never called in. If I've never talked to you, get on it. Let's take Dave in Nevada. My buddy Dave, what's up?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, man.
I am not going to go there, and I'm not going to talk about Trump tonight.
All right, but, that's fine.
Because I think you guys kind of covered it pretty much.
Yeah.
I did want to touch a little bit about what you were talking, a little bit about prophecy and that Antichrist stuff.
Yeah. It's all over the map. I mean, yeah, there's so many different figures that the Christian world, no matter what, across the spectrum, have painted into this figure. I always found it fascinating to try to kind of collate the data, and like I did during the first 20 minutes, just throw out all the angles.
Right. And I study this stuff, too, and I come from more of a Catholic angle.
Well, me too, but I've really, during my 20s, I really got into other kind of paradigms.
Right. So, at any rate, just from my research, first of all, I wanted to touch on the Prince William thing.
Yeah.
I've read that before about the Shroud of Turin and the DNA being taken from the material, and then they basically recreated, I guess, the Antichrist in Prince William. But here's what I read. I forgot what book what it was, and it made sense when I read it. And I don't know if it's true or not. The Shroud of Turin is not actually what it's reported to be. This book said that the Shroud of Turin is actually an image of Jacques de Molay, and it makes sense because
I've read that too.
If you look at the connections with the Templars and the royalty, the monarchy of England, it's a very close tie. So it's very possible that it's actually a false shroud or material, and it wasn't really Christ. It was actually the image of Jacques de Molay, and they took the DNA. And so there you have whoever that is.
It's, well, you know, I study a lot of Catholic thinkers and researchers, and a good portion of them think it's legit. So,
right. And another prophecy. You're talking about people throwing out the idea that the Antichrist could be a system, or it could be a something other than a man or a different type of figure. The Catholic angle is that it has to be a man, because it has to be something that's diametrically opposed to Christ. In other words, it would be the same image of Christ, but it would be the opposite. So it could
I mentioned that it's a real replica, a fake replica of a Messiah figure, but only satanically inspired. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard of the author, a French guy, Yves Dupont.
I have. Yes.
So he wrote the book called Catholic or The Coming Chastisement, and he talks a lot about that. And he just goes point by point of why the Antichrist is a man and has all of these characteristics.
Well, you know what's fascinating, Dave? What's fascinating is the diversity of opinion in the Catholic world, from the traditionalist Catholic world, the Sedevacantist Catholic world, and the more stick to the papacy Catholic world. There's quite a few opinions just across Catholic theological spectrum, without even digging into Protestantism or Adventism or any of the other ones.
Right. But I don't think, this is just my opinion, I don't think it's the Pope. I don't think the Antichrist is actually the Pope, or it's actually going to be someone that.
You heard me talk about this, where there's a whole nother layer here that says the false prophet is actually somebody that's going to occupy the papacy. And so, you know, Luther and some of these guys said papacy itself was Antichrist. But then if you go down another level, there's other Protestant thinkers that said, no, the Antichrist is going to be a political figure, some sort of EU or a monarch type. And then the false prophet will actually be a pope that says that this guy is some sort of a supernatural savior-esque figure. And so there's another layer down on that.
Yeah, that one makes more sense to me, that it's a false prophet than it's the Antichrist himself.
But yeah, me too.
The whole confusion lies in is the use of the word Antichrist, because people use it in a lot of different ways. They use Antichrist in a general sense to mean something or someone that is against Christ. And that's a very general sense of Antichrist. He's Antichrist.
Or someone in place of Christ. It's a dualistic kind of anti, meaning instead of, or in place of. This is where a lot of the Protestants get their kind of methodology, by saying the Pope calls himself God, or he's the vicar, and these sorts of things. So then they say, oh, he's in place of Christ here on earth.
Right. That's where all the confusion comes in. But I think, and then there's the more specific, real sense of Antichrist, which is the one guy who is going to be the Antichrist. He's going to be one man or one figure, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a political figure, not religious per se. It's not going to be like the head of a Muslim church or a mosque or the Catholic church.
You know, I think I think there's going to be this individual that's going to be given some sort of deceptive spiritual powers that cocktail with the political kind of, you know, where it says craft will prosper. It's almost like a statecraft cocktailed with witchcraft. To where it's going to be like, this guy's going to be a real badass. He's going to know the dark sentences, like the Bible says, as far as the skullduggery of politics. But he's also going to have the ability to freak people out with kind of like that pseudo-supernatural, almost a magician sort of miraculous ability to do things that freak people out on that level as well.
Well, that makes sense, because I mean, look at how much witchcraft is going on in politics. It's literally people practicing witchcraft.
Look at all the magicians like Dynamo and all these guys that can do things that really you cannot explain on the natural level. I mean, look at this little English kid, Dynamo. Check out his stuff, and some of the Asian guys, and but there's a whole bunch of these magicians out here right now that can do things, let's just say, that you cannot explain it other than the help of the demonic realm.
Yeah, so I think there is, and this is kind of relating to what you were saying a little bit earlier, there's a lot of demonic activity going on.
Yes, very. I think it's at the highest I've ever witnessed it in my life. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your call, man. You're always good. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. We got three callers on the line, but listen up, callers. This is a very short segment. At the bottom of the hour, we got a long segment. So let me do this. I'm going to squeeze in a little bit out of Protocol 15, out of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which, if you get into Theodore Herzl's work and the protocols themselves, they get off on managing the lesser brethren, or what they call it, which is these other folks that are Jewish that they consider less than. And you'll see this across the spectrum of various secret societies where the first initiates and so forth and so on, they look at them as basically the turds in the punch bowl that they can manage and manipulate towards their ends. And so let me read a little bit out of Protocol 15, because we're about to hit the next break in a couple minutes. And so this is a good place for it. So David, Mark, and Betty, hang on the line. We got a long segment at the bottom of the hour. Now, Protocol 15, when we at last definitely come into our kingdom by the aid of coup d'etat prepared everywhere for one and the same day, after the worthlessness of all existing forms of government has definitely acknowledged, and not a little time will pass before that comes about, perhaps even a whole century, we shall make it our task to see that against us, such things as plots shall no longer exist. So they're basically saying there's going to be this coup d'etat that happens. It's going to happen around the whole planet simultaneously. And I can see that we're on the footsteps of this now, to where everything's going to go like a watershed, to where, and I think they're going to precipitate this with an economic sort of hit, cocktailed possibly with a false flag. On the bio angle, especially Think about this with the bio angle. All of us out here in the enforcer class, guys in the army, the police, corrections, all this stuff. What better way to keep them all in line when an event happens to where you would have to enforce a quarantine? And I've said this for years. You can find me calling the Hodges program back when he used to do this segment here on RBN 3 years ago, where I used to call in. I was like, look, I'm analyzing this, and the bio angle would be probably the best, because they would enforce the quarantine, because they would realize that, oh my gosh, and look at all the zombie kind of predictive programming and everything else. Basically, you're like, look, we got to contain the zombies or whatever. But let me get back to it. We shall make it our task to see that against us, such things as plot shall no longer exist. With this purpose, we shall slay without mercy all who take arms to oppose our coming into our kingdom. Okay? Every kind of new institution of anything like a secret society will also be punished with death. Those of them which are now in existence are known to us, serve us, and have served us. We shall disband and send into exile to continents far removed from Europe. So see, these elders of Zion, they're gonna do something with the European continent, because they just said it here in Protocol 15. This is written in the end of the 1800s. So they're going to send into exile to continents far removed from Europe. So the elders of Zion, Europe is going to be the stronghold. It's fascinating they brought in all these refugees, invaders, immigrants, whatever you want to call them, into Europe. Erdogan's in on this. He's telling all the Turks they have five babies. He's telling them, the foreign minister said it's about to be holy war on the European continent. The Donma Turks, who are crypto-Judaics, just like the House of Saud, crypto-Judaics, and they're wedded in bed with the House of Israel. Okay? Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. All the crypto-Jews, and then the Khazarian Mafia in Israel, they're all clicked up together. In this way, we shall proceed with those goy masons who know too much. Such of these as we may for some reason spare will be kept in constant fear of exile. So they're talking about goy masons. I find that fascinating. We shall promulgate a law making all former members of secret societies liable to exile from Europe as censure of rule. See you guys on the other side. Flowers to my sweetheart, looking for a storm with your name.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio, Sunday nights, RBN, 3 hours every week. Try to be here almost every week. I've only missed a few in the almost 3 years I've been on the air, and I appreciate everybody for calling. Keep the calls coming in tonight, folks. But anyway, I wanted to cover this. We got three callers on the line, but all you chat room people, get off your butt and call in, especially if you never have. United Against Freedom, this is on Veterans Today, Gilad Atzmon. Okay, one of my favorite guys that grew up in the Jewish construct. He's a British saxophonist. And this guy's really been, like, just like Henry Mackow and others, man, this guy's really been coming to the side of the white European people that this is their homeland. And they're finally real, you know, even these guys who have been hesitant to say, you know what, they're becoming pro-white because they realize that there's this cabal of people, and it's not just the Jewish community. There's elements in the Jesuits. There's elements in the Blue Bloods that are doing this on purpose. And I'm going to have to cover this angle, and I'm about to get to callers in a second. But basically, the campaign against anti-Semitism and the ultra-Zionist lobby crudely interfering with elementary human rights. It seems as if the campaign that was formed to fight Jew hatred has achieved the complete opposite. These developments can only hurt British Jews, and especially when the same Jewish gang, the Rothschilds and the High Ass and all these other people, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, they clamor for all this Muslim immigration. And then Michael Savage gets attacked in San Francisco. Now, some people are saying, oh, that was fake, probably a false flag. I don't know. But there's a couple of responses on some of the Arab guys that comment on Veterans Today. Now, listen to this one. How many Jews understand they have been set up, that anti-Semitism has been used to throw cover over heinous and malevolent plots upon the planet? And another one says, I personally don't hate Jewish people as humans, but I hate their evil deeds, like with any other human, against human crimes. You see, some of the worst people are in the pro-white sector that just want to lash out against all Jews, the Jews. And they want to throw the K word around, kike, and all this other stuff. See, Theodore Herzl and the Fathers of the Protocols and all these people that really wanted to bring Jewish hegemony over the planet, they love the most virulent anti-Semites, because guess what? They play right into their hands. Herzl said, these people will be our best friends. So when you run around and you're not willing to craft your language in the right way, you got to realize that Herzl, the Fathers of Zionism, and all these other guys, they want you to be just, say, every Jew on the planet somehow has a genetic defect, that somehow they're incapable of coming to Christ, let's say, if you're a Christian. They're incapable, if you're a Muslim, to coming to Islam or whatever. So there's that thing that says they're the spawn of Satan. Okay, every Jewish person on the planet, no matter what their real ethnicity is, and if you look at some of the broadcasters in Israel, these girls are about as Aryan as you could get. Blonde hair, blue eyes. You wouldn't spot them for a Jew if you could put money on it. But yet, there's people out here that say, if you grew up in Jewry, if you got raised by some parents that said, hey, kid, you're a Jew, even though you're the most Aryan-looking white person there could be, there's something wrong with you genetically. And then see, what you're really doing, you're limiting the power of God to save who he will, okay? You're saying, okay, God, you created this whole mass of people over here, and just because they have a title, that somehow they're demonic and they are incapable of salvation or repentance or anything else. So you see how this plays into the dialectic. And I just wanted to get that out here, and let's get to the callers. Let's take David in California. Greetings, David. We got David in California, line one.
Can you hear
Hello,
me okay?
David? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's tons of good Jews that are trying to, you know, at least coming out talking against the tyranny in their own group.
You know, David, I own so many books by like guys like Jack Bernstein, Ben Friedman, all of them. And it's just like, you know, I'm really hesitant to come out and say, you know, all these people, somehow they've got something. Henry Mackow, I read constantly. All these guys, man, some of them are so on point with their analysis, and some of them are the biggest whistleblowers that put themselves in such great danger. Like Bernstein was probably hit by the organized crime faction. I'm just like, I'm really done with this whole thing where you blanketly rip on somebody.
If you're a Jew, you're dead, or you're terrible, yeah. You can't be saved. Yeah, or anything. Yeah. It's terrible. Because I have a lot of Jewish friends, but I don't always, some I can talk this level with, some I can't, and I don't. And I just play music with or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I know a Jewish guy, he's a punk rocker, David, and this guy's like, as far as a quick wit, as far as you want to get into a mental joust with this guy, like, I mean, there's no pause in this guy. You make your argument, this guy's coming back at you. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, it's just that way to where some people out here on talk radio, especially, and on the internet, especially, they're ready to just castigate everybody And it's just like, I'm not ready to do that. Just like I'm not ready to trash Trump 100% and say,
perspective. I'm the same way with Trump. I initially called, and I've been doing some reading in the last 5-10 minutes about, I guess, the U.S., when I heard 400 or 500 more troops went into Syria.
I did
see an interview and Assad speak in English about how they weren't invited, but then there's other articles I'm reading now that are saying he was willing to have American troops come in if as long as they're fighting ISIS and
let's flesh this out, David. Let's flesh this out. Now, us sitting here on our laptops or watching our little alternative media, not even the fake media, there's too many people willing to say that you know that Trump's there to overthrow Assad at the behest of the Israelis. Now, I don't know that yet. I don't want that to happen. I pray against that happening.
Me too.
I want to see Assad stay sacrosanct in his own country, just like Putin wants and the rest of it. I don't want to see our troops being used to do another overthrow. But let's just wait and see, because we don't know what they're there for yet. Because everything we get from that specter or that sector of the world, we can't trust just yet.
And remember, he did throw out TPP, and he did bring Robert Kennedy Jr. along with
vaccines.
He did a lot of good things so far, tons of things. So we'll see,
Yeah, there's this thing where people, something good could smack in the face, Dave, and
they're not going to get it.
Right, because they've already taken in, and we have to realize this too. There's a wing of alternative media that presents itself as libertarian, okay, but at the same time, with a guy like Trump, they're going to automatically fall into the it's the George W. Bush neocon faction 2.0. Not necessarily seeing, this guy's just 2 months into the administration. Okay, January 20th, we're at what? March 19th. So 29 days, 28, whatever. 68, excuse me. But what I'm saying is people are so jaded because our political system has been so evil for so long. I'm seeing a lot of parallels with John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln with Donald Trump. And so if this guy gets whacked, a lot of these people that were like hating Trump for all this time are going to be sorry, because you're going to realize that you had another guy that was trying to at least beat back some of this evil, and you're going to let him get whacked. And, without having any kind of spiritual backing of even trying to, repulse some of the evil and build up our country again. And, there's things about Trump which I dislike. Frank and I just talked about the $25 billion going to these Marxist black colleges. I don't like that. What's the point of that to me?
Well, that's the compensation to say, look at me, I'm not a racist. Of course, I don't believe he's a racist.
Exactly.
But it's like maybe overcompensation, whatever.
Right. You get it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. See, I'm not this white fascist Hitler guy.
Let me give you more. But I like, the people that went to see him, and you saw him about a month ago, the black, like Jim Brown, and then Kyanne West.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, and Harvey got slapped down by the black community. He actually fell.
Oh my God, Steve Harvey was buckwheat. He was Uncle Tom from hell. He's a jerk at the same time. But it's just like, man, anybody that even tries to meet with Trump that's not. Like a Latino would get thrown under the bus as being a coconut, brown on the outside, white on the inside.
I never heard that one. I know about the Oreo, but I never knew that there was a coconut. Okay.
Oh yeah, when I was in the Marine Corps on the West Coast, I was out there in Cali. That's what they would call the Mexican guys that couldn't speak Spanish. They'd call them coconuts because white on the inside, brown on the outside.
I like Tommy Sotomayor, you know, like when the they go like, oh, yeah, you know, these blacks, if you sound white or if you're educated, they say you're an Uncle Tom. It's so retrograde, you know, they keep their people down, you know.
Oh,
terrible.
That's that Marxist kind of Frankfurt School programming to where a black kid that's intelligent and speaks with a strong intellect, he's going to get called white boy. You see, I've seen it here in St. Louis. They would call him a cracker, a honky, Uncle Tom, Whitey. And it's just like, man, you're trying to hold back the progress of your own people. But see, this is another kind of, you know, like you said, retrograde programming system.
Yeah. Well, if you want to move on, I'm good. But I totally enjoy your show, Robert. And I thank John for having the network, and it's awesome. So,
thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right, let's move on. Let's take, we got a few minutes left. Let's take Mark in Philadelphia. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Robert. Good to you open up the lines. I've been listening to you quite some time now, and appreciate everything that you bring to the table. You bring some keen perspective, and I like it that you don't get locked into one perspective, that you allow yourself room to evolve and for the, you know, because our perceptions are kind of limited individually.
Unless we all do that, I think we're done. We're going to think we know everything, and look, I'm constantly looking at this thing in a strategic and tactical fashion, because unless we do, I think we're going to get caught and we're going to get screwed up.
Now, just to let you know, I don't think I've mentioned this to you before, but I'm originally from Missouri. I was born in KC and then grew up in southern Missouri. So, I have some few key points about that, and I want to come back to that in a second. But I want to bring up something to you. This deal about anniversaries. When I grew up, I didn't have any interactions with these chosen ones. Okay, direct interactions. Okay.
Yeah.
But I did realize that there's a lot of shenanigans been going on in the corporate world and our government and at the federal level, state level, even the local level. I'm going, wait a minute, why can there be that many bad people? And by the way, I did grow up in the Bible Belt. You know, you may have heard of that area. Okay, so I've seen a lot, man. Anyway, so this tribe, they're really into anniversaries. This year is the 50th year anniversary of the Zionist seizure of Jerusalem. It's the 50-year anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. It's the 100-year anniversary of the Balfour Declaration, 100-year right. anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, 100-year yep. anniversary yep. of the U.S. being deceived into World War I, 100-year anniversary of the Schofield Reference Bible, which supposedly birthed Christian Zionism. It's the 300th, well, another 100th anniversary that we have for this year is also the foundation of the Cheka, which is the formerly KGB.
Hey, next year, right, 1948 to 2018, it's the 70th, what you would call the jubilee of the State of Israel itself, 2018. That's a huge one.
There you go. Okay, now here's another one. It's the 300th year anniversary of the first Free Masonic Grand Lodge.
Oh yeah, it's the tricentennial it's try something. I saw that on the internet, 1717. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. Go ahead though.
Yeah, it's 300th year anniversary, and it's the 500th year anniversary of the Catholic and Protestant split.
Yeah.
So
1517.
A lot of interesting things there. Now, my take on this is that if some of them will stand up and say that their people or their tribe have done wrong and stand up with that where they differ from their own group, then for what's something that's wrong, that's flat out wrong, then okay, maybe they're good. Okay,
yeah, but like a guy like Benjamin Friedman, yeah, of course.
Right, but my sense of it is those might be the extreme minority, and most of them have something to gain by being one of the tribe, whether directly or indirectly. Okay, so
what you're saying right now is you're thinking tactically when you're thinking about this as kind of on a war footing. It's like, yeah, some of them might say, hey, this, this, and this, but there's a the lion's share are going to stay tactically on the side of this faction. Go ahead.
Right. Right. Now, something else that maybe you're, I don't know if you're aware of. Do you know what the oldest congregation of the tribe is west of the Mississippi, where that's located?
Oh, west of the Mississippi. No. Go ahead. Hit me.
Try Chesterfield, Missouri.
Oh, really? That's always been kind of a flourishing economic area.
You know what else is based out of Chesterfield, Missouri?
Go ahead.
Amdocs.
Oh,
Amdocs.
The Israeli phone tapping system. Yeah, all the text messages and phone calls.
Now get this. It was founded in Israel. Okay, if you hold me
hold
over,
on,
I get
hold
notes.
On the line. Yeah, that's okay. Interesting. I didn't know Amdocs was here in Chesterfield because that's all over Christopher Bolin's research and Victor Thorne and everybody else. Hold on the line.
Yeah.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That one's for everybody in Europe. You're under the hammer, but you're still there. We're waiting for that time to come. We're talking to Mark in Philadelphia, and we're talking about Amdocs and Chesterfield. And, you know, Mark, I don't know if you know this, but we've got our first Jewish governor here in the state of Missouri. His name's Eric Greitens, a Republican. Very fascinating. And he's from the St. Louis area, Navy SEAL guy, Rhodes Scholar, very crazy stuff. So Missouri itself, you know, the Archbishop of New York has connections here. Raymond Burke, who had a big beef with the Jesuit Pope, was the Archbishop here. This is a real – I'm not trying to build up St. Louis as a place of high importance, but it's very weird. But go ahead with what your thought was. We got Mark still? All right, I guess we – Oh, sorry, Mark. The producer lost you, but yeah, you can call back if you want. Betty, hold on. There's only about 2 minutes before the top of the hour, but let me give you guys an overview of my notes. Fukushima, it's everywhere, all over the internet. It's all I'm seeing about the Pacific. Holy crow. Sweden. Corrections internships for migrants, and I wrote WTF. So they're going to let these people migrate into their country from the like 85 IQ turd world idiots, and they're going to let these people become their corrections officers. Can you imagine the rapes, the abuse, the who knows what that's going to go on in Sweden? Russia to investigate U.S. media fifth columns inside of Russia. I mean, this is massive. We've known that there's been tons of fifth columns trying to overthrow Putin at the behest of some of these jerks that want to see Russia go pussy riot. Bill Maher from, you know, the HBO Real Time with Bill Maher, he worries that we need the UN to step in because of just Trump is just so out of control. This fascist, evil Trump, New York, Kosher Nostra Trump. But my gosh, the UN has to step in. Can you? I mean, that's the theatrical level of this thing. Service workers planning a strike, anti-Trump, like, you know, all these janitors and all this. So you're going to see this probably in the next few days. All these illegal alien janitors are going to strike because Trump's so evil. You know, I mean, gosh, the Bolshevik left. It's so toxic. I mean, this thing's it's gone. We're going to see blood in the streets. And I don't want to see it, but there's some real cars out there. See you guys.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.